Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
I felt so old yesterday. Like, it's one of those moments where you're like, man, I know I'm getting old. Safeway actually dropped off some really nice grocery bags for us. And yesterday was the first day I was able to wander into a Safeway and use one. They're pretty classy grocery bags. Like, they're a really nice, heavy canvas.
It's almost a tote. Like, it really is.
Yes. It's a good-looking grocery bag. And I felt pretty good walking around with that in the store. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I was like, my God, I'm getting old.
It's nice and big, too, to where you can actually fit your groceries in it.
That's
one of my complaints about the reusable grocery bags. Like, what, am I going to fit a box of cereal in here? Like,
no.
It's not much you can handle in there. But those ones that Safeway gave us, they're legit. Yeah.
They're bomb diggity, and they're strong. And I carried everything out. And I was like, man, I was like kind of looking at people. I was looking down at their bags. I was like
nice paper bags.
Right?
Nice paper bags.
So anyway, big old thanks to Safeway for dropping those off yesterday.
Yeah, seriously.
I went and got a bunch of stuff for burgers. I grilled some burgers last night. I haven't fired up the grill in a while because the weather's been nasty. That felt really good. And then I scrambled a little bit last night because I was like, oh, God, Mother's Day's on Sunday. I got to get my mom something. So on to Amazon I went and just, you know, scrolled through and bought some random stuff for mom.
Did you overnight that stuff? Because it's
Yeah, it'll be here. It says tomorrow. So I'm hoping that it arrives tomorrow. It's not one of those, like, it's been pushed off 2 weeks. So we'll see.
That happened to me.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Just be grateful your mom lives here, because then I forget. And also, oh gosh, I have to get it 1,000 miles to her now.
Like, I know.
Right. That's tough.
It's a little harder.
Yeah, I blame Nicole because she usually takes care of all this stuff for me.
Oh my gosh, she shouldn't have to do that.
No, I know, but she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And generally, she's like, here, you're giving your mom this for Mother's Day.
Your life must be so easy. Like, good Lord.
But
she threw me a curveball yesterday.
The stuff she does for you, though.
I don't know what she's doing, if she's testing me or what, but she's like, did you get your mom anything for Mother's Day?
Yeah, she's probably sick of you.
Whoa, wait a minute, huh? Like, don't you do this for my mom?
Well, and you can't ask her that. Hey, don't you normally do this for me?
Oh,
look at you, man.
Whatever. Whatever, Nick.
It's so easy.
What did you guys do yesterday? Anything good?
I had an incredibly busy day that was so annoying. So yesterday, we're going to be making the trek up to Longmont here on the weekend for an awesome diamond dive coming up tomorrow, actually. And so I wanted to get my oil change. I was getting up to the mileage that I needed to. So I was like, I'm just going to knock this out. I didn't have much to do. So I go to the place that I normally go to, and they give me a nice little discount there because I'm a loyal customer. And I got my oil change. They said, hey, it should take like 20 minutes. I was like, that's not bad at all. Totally fine. And it took about an hour and a half. So didn't love that at all. It took them a long time. I was sitting there waiting. And on top of that, when I finally got it done and everything, I was like, all right, thank you so much. I pay, I leave. And as I open and close my door, there's a rattling sound from underneath my car that I'm like, that was not there before I got my oil changed. So I don't like that at all. So I flip a Yui, pull it back in, and then they're like, hey, what can we do for you? We just saw you here 10 minutes
ago. Back again, huh?
And I was like, hey, my car's now rattling, and it was not doing that. And they're like, well, we'll pop the hood and check underneath the car again. And the guy that did my oil change was like, oh, yeah, you have a skid plate underneath there, you know, just to protect your car. And I'm like,
they
and he's like, well, I screwed it on tight enough that it wouldn't have fallen off, but there was a little bit of room there, so it rattled. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's not tight enough. I'm sorry. That's not. And he's like, yeah, that's on me, man. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, it is on you. I don't like that.
No.
Like,
yeah, that's dangerous.
Yes. And so he's like, well, it wouldn't have fallen off. And I was like,
yes.
It sounded like it was going to. So
today,
on top of
that,
yeah, exactly. Today, give it a week. And then on top of that, I wanted to get my tires rotated. I rotate my tires every time I get my oil changed. And they were like, my tires to me, and I know I'm not the trained eye.
Yeah.
They look totally fine. Like, I think I can at least get through the summer with them. So I just wanted a nice rotation. They rotate my tires for free, by the way. So that's awesome. And then the guy goes and looks at my tires, and he does the measurements, and he's like, oh, yeah, man, front two looking good. He's like, you got a couple more 1,000 miles off these. That's fine. Then he goes to the back two, and they look all the exact same, but he takes out the stupid little measurement, and he's like, oh, dude, for safety reasons, I can't rotate these. And so my free tire rotation turned into a $2,300 brand new tires.
Why did you do that,
I didn't.
Josh?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
He quoted me. He's like, well, these tires are the all-purpose whatever, and the all-terrain,
all-terrains,
All-terrains, and he's like, well, do you like the look? And I'm like, yes, I don't want you know, I kind of want some
beefy. You need nice tires.
I do want some beefy tires for a truck. Yeah. So he's looking at me and he's like, well, those tires are, they don't, you know, they're out of commission. We don't, but they bought some new ones and we have these in stock for you. And this guy, I'm sorry, he looked like he was 16. And this might have been his first job. And so he's trying to upcharge me. And he's like, yeah, I can't safely rotate these. So he's like, I can quote you some new tires. And I was like, let's see the quote. And he's like, well, these tires are great. They're about $409 each. And but he's like, I'll knock $20 off
Please
if you
don't
buy
do
them
that.
Today.
$20
No.
Off.
That used to be my truck that Josh is driving.
Yeah.
It was my sister's, too. Yeah, bought it for my sister. Don't spend that much on tires.
No.
I know that truck.
Oh, my gosh.
If you really need tires, I'll help you out.
Like, no, I don't. That's another thing. I don't need tires yet.
On it since you bought it from my sister?
No, but I've rotated them every single time I got my oil change, and this was the first time that I was unable to.
Message her and see when those tires were even put on that truck.
She
had it for a couple years?
Barely a year,
A year? Okay.
So she told me she got them. I think she said she put, like, I don't know.
Who knows? They were pretty new on there.
They were new. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
don't be bamboozled.
I know. He's looking at him, and I was so upset because I'm like, dude, I know. Like, I'm not stupid. I do know when you do need tires.
Yeah.
And the guy before me, he showed me he was looking at his tires before. Those were bald. Like, those were tires that might blow.
And it's summer
now.
You don't need to worry about driving in snow for a while.
And he's telling me, he's like, well, these have 4-star ratings in the snow, and they're 3.5 in the winter or in the rain. And I'm like, dude.
That's got a whole season.
That's a kid trying to get some commish right there.
No. So that whole thing turned into an hour and a half of him trying to sell me tires, can't rotate them. And I left that store so upset because I had a rattling underneath my car and rotated tires.
$2,300 worth of tires.
And 23. So he's like, well, let me just set you up. He's like, I'm going to do this and we're going to schedule you for Monday. And I go,
Oh no.
Eric, get me out of here. His name was David, and was very nice.
No, Braxton, we're not doing that.
But I was like, dude, I get it. You're new in this industry. You probably want to make a mark, man, but I'm not stupid, and I don't need these new tires. And he's like, oh, well, we'll just set you up for Monday. And I left. I was like, I have an appointment Monday,
so
and I'm canceling
and
it.
You actually made the appointment?
He would not let me out there. And he was trying to make me pay for the tires to get them Monday. And I go, dude, I'm sorry. I'm not paying for tires I don't have.
Behind the scenes, Josh has told us many times that he has a very hard time saying no to people.
Oh, yeah, so I'm
very
proud
hard
of you.
Time. So you
well,
went
I didn't say no. I have an appointment Monday.
You made
that
the appointment
that I'm going to cancel.
Well,
even though you knew, it was like, oh, hell no. You still, okay, oh, yeah, we'll see you Monday.
He was like, well, Monday through Wednesday, are those days for you? And I'm like, dude, what is
put
happening?
Me down. You bet.
So I was
go
like,
ahead and
sure.
Order those in for me.
But you didn't pay for the tires yet, right?
Oh,
okay.
Heck no.
I'm proud of you
Absolutely
there.
Absolutely
I'm proud of you there.
Because I don't need them yet. Like, I'm not stupid.
The,
I know tires.
You know the penny trick?
Yes.
Yeah, where you
George
can put
Washington's
the penny in there.
Nose.
Yes.
It's and Abe Lincoln.
I don't think.
Oh, the penny. Yeah,
the penny.
The
quarter
yeah.
Trick,
the quarter would make me look really bad. But
use a penny, and if you can see his entire head, it's time to get tires.
I just don't think I need him yet, and especially since heading into summer, and he's trying to sell me these winter tires, and I'm like, dude, come on, big guy. So it was very frustrating, and I was not happy with it. But I got out of there with only $100 oil change, nothing else.
There you
go. So I'm very happy.
Josh leaves today, and his tires blow out.
Please, Lord, help me.
Oh no.
I would just get rid of the car.
Like, I need a ride to Longmont.
I'm super curious now as to when my sister put those on and if you even need them. Because you probably haven't put that many miles on that thing.
I've had it for a year. I've barely put 4,000 on it. Even a year of driving. So that's nothing.
I'm going to take a peek at them today.
Yeah, do it. Come out.
Shake my head.
I was upset.
And then we're going to write a harshly worded Yelp review.
That's what I'm going to do. All caps.
What we're going to do. It's funny.